Wednesday morning, with 4 hours of sleep in the middle of it. He was beat and not done yet. The clerk came out in gray coveralls and a feed cap worn backward over long hair. The kid knew his business, weighed the truck, helped guide it as Flood backed it through the elevator's 20-foot-high receiving doors. The fit was tight, with just enough room for a man to pass on either side. Flood watched in his rearview mirror until the kid waved at him to stop. The kid moved onto the dump grate to open the hatches in the middle and at the bottom of the truck's larger dump doors. The hatches needed to be opened first to start the grain flow and ease the pressure on the main doors. Once that was done, Flood would engage the hydraulics and tilt the bed for the dump, overloaded to about 30 tons of soybeans. Flood heard the dump start, and then the kid yelled something and waved, and he engaged the hydraulics. When the truck bed stopped rising, he leaned back in the seat and closed his eyes. If he could get just an hour. He'd take an hour when he got home, he decided. But if that incoming storm turned to bad snow, he'd leave a few tens of thousands of dollars worth of beans out in the field. He'd hired another combine in, but everybody from the Missouri line to central Minnesota was going hell for leather, and there was no reliable equipment to be had. But he'd get it in if the weather